City Commission met yesterday for its first regular meeting in March. The commission took up a number of items. Among those, they considered a purchase power agreement that is a resolution, actually, that enables the Kansas Municipal Energy Agency to purchase electricity on behalf of the City of Garden City. The proposal that's in place is for a 10-year supply of 15 megawatts of energy, and there's actually a pricing option in there that allows for two different rates. The first, the flat rate of, and these are approximate rates because this market, as you can appreciate, I'm sure your listeners can too right now, is fairly volatile, so it fluctuates a bit, but let's say around $28 a megawatt hour. The second rate would be closer to $39 a megawatt hour, but would provide a pre-delivery period payment of around $10 million, and really this provides the city an opportunity to have a little bit of a cushion as we consider the costs of this month's or this last month's events to our utility and how those get passed on to customers. So the commission saw that as favorable and passed the resolution. And this will enable us to finalize that deal with KMEA, the provider of that particular chunk of 15 megawatt hours is NextEra. And so, you know, the city's power and energy portfolio is made up of several different pieces, some peaking power, some baseload or on-demand power, and kind of the combination of that is really aimed to match our power and energy need profile over the course of the year. And so there's times of the year where we need more power and energy, and times of the year where we need much less. So all of that combined allows us to have a suitable power supply. That also determines our cost of service and ultimately determines the rates our users pay. So, you know, by comparison, the piece that was falling off was provided by Heartland, and that piece was around that $39. So, you know, we're still trying to sort out what the events of last month meant. If there's an opportunity for there to be some relief provided, although we aren't sure there will be. You know, we think we'll be back closer to being able to convert this 15 megawatt hour chunk down to that lower number, which would be good for our utility and good for our ratepayers. But even kind of right now, as we're looking at it, a worst case scenario, we'll be replacing a piece at about the same price and being able to, in the short term, cover the outstanding payments that'll be due related to that polar vortex and our utility's ability to respond.